Well, good afternoon to our listeners again, and welcome to another edition of God Stories. And we have three very special guests with us here today in the studio. And Tom, I'm going to let you introduce them.
All right. It's really a treat for us to have. We work in three different countries at this point, in the Dominican Republic, Guatemala, and Mexico. And we've got the national directors who work for us in all three of those countries with us. We've got Mario Avendano, who's our national director in Chiapas, Mexico. And Mario's been here before in the studio with us. Last time he was here, we talked about what happened with the inauguration of our first project at a Catholic church there in Chiapas, and meeting with the bishop and all that, and making history by having a Protestant pray in the Catholic service. And Mario, that was a really fun recording, and we're glad to have you back with us again.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure to be back.
And along with Mario is Alfredo Salazar, who is our national director in Guatemala. And Alfredo, you've been with us for how long now?
It's almost 3.5 months.
3.5 months. He's relatively new to the organization. As you recall, Brian, we had Horacio on one of our God Stories, Horacio Morales, and Horacio had been in Chiapas and hired Mario to replace him in Chiapas, and then Horacio and his wife Nicole went to Guatemala and started our work in Guatemala, and Horacio found Alfredo to work for us there, and Alfredo's doing a great job. And then we also have Tony Pimentel, who is our national director in the Dominican Republic.
God bless you all.
Welcome, Tony. And Tony, how long have you been with us? About the same time.
4 months and a half.
4.5 months. So these guys we brought them to Denver this week for a week of training and team building. We called it our Global Leadership Conference. It was underwritten by one of our donors who's been very generous in supporting our work. And just a great week of learning together and laughing together and talking about the challenges, and it's been wonderful.
Well, for the benefit of our listeners, it's a Thursday afternoon, and we're in the midst of a very full week, and I'm impressed that you all still have the stamina given what's been going on this week. We started the week with an introduction by Jamie Steer, our director of operations, of what the whole week would look like. And there's been speakers and some fun. And we had a delightful dinner last night with an improv group called the Impulse Theater. And then today you spent the afternoon on ATVs and on horseback. Tell us about that, fellas. Did you have a good afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. I mean, it's three and a half working days, and to spend this time with the team here and from the headquarters, it's been awesome. Yeah, we really enjoy it at this point.
Yeah, I would like to also say that it's been an amazing use of our time. I was telling last night to my wife and the guests at the dinner that I don't have an idea of a better use of our time so far. You know, It's been really great. And top quality talks and conferences and everything. The headquarters office really worked a lot to prepare this. I can see that. And it went over my expectations, you know, and it feels so great to be part of this organization, which I knew it was a great organization. But now, with all what we have seen, it's like we are going to go way farther. And that's really, I'm impressed of what God has been doing with Healing Waters, and I feel very honored to be part of it.
I agree totally with what Mario has said, and really, it has been great to see what is happening this end of the organization of Healing Waters, to understand where the organization is aiming to go, its future plans, and really, we are ashamed in all of this, in this marvelous ministry, and really has been very good for me to understand everything and all of the challenges and new things and expectations that we all have.
Well, gentlemen, welcome to Colorado. We're honored to have you with us. And Tom, as we started today's session, you asked me to confess to the listeners that we have, unlike most sessions where we have a loose, kind of rough script outline of what we'd like to talk about, today we have none.
You know, we spent yesterday afternoon in a team, late afternoon in a team building exercise doing improvisational theater, and you know, it was kind of like training for today, because we're coming in today and we're just going
to improvise. Yeah.
Hopefully we can get Alfredo to put on that wig again. And
next time we should do a video.
It was so fun to be there, yeah.
Well, Tom, I think it'd be helpful for the listeners to get just a quick and maybe brief overview of the week. I mean, from my perspective, as I saw the schedule and the agenda for the week, I was very impressed with the lineup of speakers and topics and really just the whole agenda. Can you brief us on that?
Yeah, we covered a whole bunch of different topics. A lot of it, some of it aimed to give these guys a glimpse into what's going on here in Denver at the headquarters and the fundraising activities that are going on. And then part of it was to give these guys real hands-on tools and how to, you know, do effective hiring of employees in the field and how to effectively engage our church partners in the ministry with us and how to recruit church partners, you know, to host our projects. Jamie Steer, who's our director of operations, really planned the whole week and did just a fantastic job of getting in great guest speakers. I remember on Monday we had Duncan Taylor, who is an executive recruiter, come in and talk to us about how to do effective hiring and interviewing and, you know, just strategies and processes for doing that effectively, because it's a great challenge for us to find good people here in Denver and also in the field. And I think these guys got a lot of that. On Tuesday, we had a guest named Al Muller come in, who is the president of Excellence in Giving. And Al works with a lot of clients who have a high capacity to give, who are looking for organizations and projects to get involved in that have a high impact and measurable results, and he came and talked about, you know, what donors are looking for and the challenge of being somebody who has a lot of capacity and is looking for good projects to fund and how, you know, what we're doing is good in a lot of ways and reaches people like that, but, you know, how we can also improve on what we're offering our donors in terms of feedback on, you know, the impact that we're having with the money they donate. Today we had some kind of personal coaching training from a woman named Jen Peppers, who's a personal coach, who kind of talked to us about effective time management and, you know, prioritizing things in our lives to, you know, the Stephen Covey 7 Habits quadrant of the important and urgent and, you know, that, which was all really good. And just wonderful, wonderful speakers who came in. And then Jamie and Ed Anderson, our executive director, and Jake Smith also prepared great training sessions for these guys just to talk about our internal processes and stuff like that. So I would love to hear from you guys, you know, some of your personal favorites of the week. If each one of you could just give us a quick, you know, what's one insight you gained this week or one thing that you're going to take back with you to your countries that's going to help you be more effective in your roles?
Well, definitely there are a lot of new tools that we will be using, and that's really great. One of the things that impacted me the most positively, and I think is great, is that, like one of the speakers said, you know, I've been working in worldwide corporations, and I saw your week schedule for this reunion, and it's really a world-class agenda, you know, at level of any worldwide corporation. And that's what we are aiming to be, you know, and we are in that path. And one of the other things that I found really, really great and very fulfilling is that we have a lot of communication from the field to headquarters office and a lot of feedback from both directions. And it's just amazing to see all the work the headquarters office has put on taking those talks into processes, established processes, and that's really great. Sometimes on the field, we feel like we talk, we have a good communication, we send a lot of information, and sometimes we feel like we might not be getting feedback soon or something like that. But with this reunion, it's been just amazing. You know, everything has been taken into account, and we that makes us feel really good. And it bonds us a lot with the headquarters office too, which is great. And so we are very excited to go back to the field and share this with the rest of the staff.
Tony?
It has been great to understand what is happening this end, to really see what an amazing organization we are working for. And we have received, in my part, I have received the tools to really pass to my subordinates, and for us to make to do a better job and have understood better what is expected of us, and all of of the teamwork that we have to do from our end to this end, because we are all part of a team doing an amazing work in order to relieve, in my country particularly, in this important aspect as is the water.
Alfredo, do you have some thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here and to have the opportunity to learn all these things that we have been learning this week. I mean, I'm so agree with my coworkers when they say this is a world-class agenda. And one of the things that I like most is this talk that we have today with this personal coach. Just to let you know that you are what you believe you are and you can build yourself. And it's really amazing how we can do that and how we can develop the mission of the and the vision of the Healing Waters in our countries. And I'm very happy because this is the first time that there is no people from the States in their countries. We are all locals, and I think this is a big and a huge goal for the organization. My question is, where are we going to be in 5 years from here? I mean, it's going to be really amazing to have this global reunion again and to see probably 10 national directors, 11, I don't know. But it's going to be huge and amazing.
Gentlemen, I think we'd like to hear from you a little bit about your backgrounds. All modesty aside, as I look at our organization at Healing Waters, I am terribly impressed with the management team that's been assembled, that God, frankly, has assembled. And, you know, the three of you are no exception. So can you share with the listeners maybe just 1 or 2 minutes of what you were doing before you joined us and how maybe you were brought to the organization?
Let's go in order of hiring. Mario, you want to start?
Okay, sure. well, I have to tell you that I had a construction company for a little bit over 8 years. And maybe I should say this destruction company, because all we did was rock drilling and blasting. But I felt that something was missing, you know. I was had a lot of pressure, and so I decided to sell the company. And I did that, and I was in the process of creating a new company because I thought that was the way to go, you know. Well, what else should I do? And in that process, I met Aaron and Horacio, who were there just starting operations in Mexico, and I invited them to my Rotary Club, and that's how I started knowing more about Healing Waters. And I just fell in love with the mission and the ministry, and I tried to participate as much as I could, giving them a hand in anything I could, so with my Rotary Club. And after a little while, we were helping Horacio to find a new director. And that's where I saw God's hand, you know. We were really helping him to find somebody, but there was not a lot of people that would do the job that was required for the amount of money they were offering. You know, when they heard the salary, they would just say, thank you very much, but no. And I kind of thought the same thing, you know, when Horacio went forward to me and asked me, would you be interested? I said, how much did you say you were? Was the salary? You know, and I said, oh, I just started smiling. And I said, you know, thank you very much. I will love it, but I can't do it. I have a family and kids and very young. And so I said, no way, you know. But I just started thinking and talking with my wife about it. And we just loved the idea of the whole ministry. And we were very sure that we would be very happy doing that. So we took the big step and said, yeah, we'll do it, you know. And it's been an amazing experience. It's been so great for all of us. Even we had to sacrifice some things, we are enjoying others. I have a lot of more peace in my heart, my mind, and with my family, and that's something that we are all enjoying, you know.
That's great. Tony, how about you?
I come from a sales background. I worked for one of the main paint manufacturers in Dominican Republic as sales administrative manager, implanting systems and processes. After this, I established a business with my brother-in-law for distribution of construction products, related products, paint, cement, all related to construction. And 4 years before, I had a revelation of the Lord and a feeling that to work for Him, but I never saw this happen. I pray with my wife. She went first to work for a ministry related to her dental profession. She volunteers 2 days in a nearby city called San Cristobal. And I always have been praying for that. God was very, very direct, very clear. And I always was looking for this, to be able to use my skills for something related, more related to the kingdom of God. And this has been a blessing. My brother-in-law didn't understand when I told him that I was going to quit, that even if he wanted my part, I didn't care. He tried to pressure me, and he said, well, but he knows, he respects me a lot, my testimony, he knows that I love the Lord, and this was something that made me happy and fulfilled. And so he tried to, in a certain way, but he told me it's okay, and we're here.
That's great. There's two threads that are running through this. We'll see if Alfredo keeps it up. There's a construction thread and a spirit-led decision thread. So, Alfredo, can you enlighten us there?
Yeah, I'm not come from construction. Well, just to be quick on this, I started 10 years ago with the first Christian radio and FM commercial radio station. I started meeting all these pastors and 5 years after that, I started working in my church like associated pastor as well. But at the same time, I've been working in sales and marketing promotion, all everything related with sales. The last 5 years, I've been working with my dad and his company. It's a print company. But at this point, that I realized that I'm not going to go forward in this because it's my father that he owns the company. So I just started looking for opportunities to grow myself. But I want to work in something related with the Lord, something related with serve to others. Last year, we decided to open with my wife this association to work with kids with Down syndrome. And at the same time of that, I knew Horacio because we met together because we want the same office for Aguas de Unidad, for the Down Syndrome Association. So I met him for the very first time. And like 6-7 months after that, we come together and he talked to me about the organization. And I just say, this is really what I'm looking for. This is not a job. This is a ministry. And I want to be here. I want to be part of this. And here I am, very happy.
Well, we're thrilled to have all three of you.
One of the things that I think came out of this week was just a very clear sense of calling among so many people who are working with the organization. And the three of these guys as national directors Alfredo touched on this, but I want to make sure the listeners understand that this is kind of a historic moment for the organization in that we now have no expat employees working for us who are Americans living overseas, working in the countries where we're working. All of our field employees now are natives of the countries that where we have those operations. So it's great. It's wonderful to have Tony and Alfredo and Mario here as representatives of their own country and the people leading our work in their own countries. We're very excited to have reached that point.
And Tom, it may be worth mentioning that we have repatriated Horacio and Nicole mm-hmm. and Herb and Beth Allison. Do you want to speak a little bit to what they may be doing for us in the organization going forward?
Yeah. A long time ago, Herb was in the studio with us talking about the flood in Jimani in the Dominican Republic and his experience there. Herb and his wife Beth worked for us for nearly 3 years in the Dominican Republic. Herb in the communications side of it and Beth overseeing the accounting. And they've both now trained others to do their jobs and are back living in the States. And Herb's going to be working for us in the Denver office, and Beth's going to be working for Brett Edwards, who has been partnering with us in this in our ministry by supporting us financially, supporting our work in Mexico, kind of underwriting our work in Mexico there. And then Nicole, Horacio's wife, is actually also going to be working for Brett and his company. And Horacio is going to come on our staff here in Denver and be based in Denver, but going out into the field and helping Aaron Walling do scouting for new countries. It's a really exciting time.
Tom, I think at this point the listeners would enjoy maybe hearing some stories from the field. I mean, there's so much that's happened, and we...
I want to hear that too.
Yeah. And while they're here, let's take advantage of that. Gentlemen, can you maybe pick your favorite story from the field, maybe the thing that's touched your heart here in recent days, and share it with our listeners?
Tony's already stepped right up to the mic, so looks like he's got one ready for us.
Well, I'm going to refer to my last inauguration at Villa Mella. Villa Mella is a city in the district of Santo Domingo that is very poor, and people basically live off, we call it there, chiriperos, people who sell small things, food to make a living.
Odd jobs, we call that,
odd jobs.
Doing odd jobs.
And it was amazing when we inaugurated the system. Well, not from when we inaugurated, from before, when we did, we distributed the free botellitas.
Tony, can you explain to the listeners what a botellita is?
Yes, a botellita is a 8 ounce a plastic a bottle that contains the water, and we distribute it for free before the inauguration, so that the community can taste the water and see the. How the water is. But it was amazing, really. It is amazing. It's a feeling that really touches your heart to see the happiness of the people when they're receiving these botellitas. And the difference that there is, they used to buy their water at the colmado, where a botellón costs 35 pesos.
What's a botellón?
A botellón is a 5-gallon plastic container of water.
How much is 35 pesos in dollars?
It's a dollar and 12 cents, more or less. A dollar and 12 cents.
For 5 gallons.
For 5 gallons. And for them to know that they are receiving this purified water at 10 pesos is really a blessing. Well, we did the inauguration. The authorities of the community were there, a deputy, the director of the National Defense, which is the, well, not the defense of the armed forces, but...
Civil defense?
Civil defense, yes. And to see the support that the church all together in the support the community gave there... All of the community united there in that street, supporting and wanting this system to open. And most of all, was even nicer to the other day when we distributed the botellones, and you see that long line of people filling up their botellones for free for the first day. It's really amazing for them to receive in this water at that affordable price, which really makes a difference to our people. A big difference where they can have an extra money for or surplus to use in other things.
That's tremendous, Tony. Alfredo's got his hand raised high. Alfredo, step right up.
I just want to share something that really comes to my mind at this point. We're going to inaugurate 4 more projects in the next 6 weeks, so it's really awesome. Challenging. For us, we are going to duplicate the amount of systems that we are working with right now.
Alfredo, that sounds like both an exciting thing and a prayer request. Have we ever inaugurated 4 in 6 weeks, Tom?
Not in one country.
Yeah, that's what is going to happen in Guatemala in the next 6 weeks. But the thing is that in our last inauguration, it was the first Catholic church in Guatemala that we are working with. But it's really amazing how to see at the moment of the promotion, we made a promotion a day before the inauguration, how these people from the Catholic church come around in the community. It's a community of more than 8,000 really, really poor people living there, just a blocks from the church. And how these people go to this Christian church, evangelical church, and they just knock the door and tell them, we're going to have tomorrow this inauguration and you are invited. It was amazing to see the people of this evangelical church say, thank you very much. We will be there. And actually, they were there at the day of the inauguration. During the inauguration, we have a lot of stuff, you know, very funny. We have a heavy rain in the middle of the inauguration, and we have to run into the church. Everybody was there in the church at that time. But during the next 8 days, we call the week of free water, you know, for the community. We allow the people that go to the project and have open 3 jugs a day of water for free. But the big thing is that when this week finished, we realized that we give more than 10,000 gallons of pure water to this community. So it was really, really amazing. And it is something that I really want to share, and I'm very excited about it. During the whole month, we give away more than 30,000 gallons of water in that project.
Mm. That's tremendous.
30,000 gallons in the first month?
In the first month.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I wonder if that's a record.
That's
great.
Yeah, it's really something. We're very happy with this project. You know, this become like a standard for us. From this point and beyond, we want to have projects like that, you know, because we want to be very good stewards of the donations from the sponsors. And this is something.
Tom, I think our listeners are probably aware that the Dominican Republic in our operating system is the most mature country that we have, and Guatemala is the least mature. I'm not sure everybody appreciates the numbers that Alfredo just shared. That it is tremendous in a young operation that Guatemala is to have those kinds of numbers.
It is.
Yeah. Mario, can you share with us?
Sure. And I just a comment about what Alfredo just mentioned, and I think with all the processes that we have been going through this week, that is going to be, in a way, more possible to achieve, you know? So, good luck.
Thank you.
Well, we have so many, but one of my favorite is definitely when we also inaugurate the first Catholic church in Mexico, and just to witness the attitude of the bishop, you know, inviting a Protestant pastor to share the prayer of the system with him. That was really amazing and a good example for the community. And his sermon was based, his message was based on, we are all brothers, we have the same father, and as brothers we have our little differences, but we must love each other and love our father. You know, we're part of the same family. So that was an amazing moment for me, and I'm sure for my community and for my state, you know, because I've been a lot of trouble has happened in years before that. So this is a great beginning for the Ministry of Healing Waters in Chiapas. Another great history story was that just the one of the last inaugurations, we set a system in this very, very poor community, and the pastor, who is a lady, was so excited about the inauguration of this system, of this project that the church had put together with the support of Healing Waters. And she was, she even just went into tears when she was praying, you know, at the moment of the inauguration, because they thought it would take them so many more years to have something like this in their community, you know, that somebody would pay attention to their community. And they had this beautiful water purification system in their church, and that's something that they never, ever thought they would have. So they could see the work of God very clearly there.
Those are great stories. Anybody have anything else to add before we wrap up? Any other stories
or yeah.
something that touched you?
We have a project in Guatemala. The name is San Luis, and we have this lady that she's a widow, and she have like four kids, and she have to work to sustain the kids. She opened this very informal spot where the people come buy some fruit smoothies, you know.
Fruit smoothies,
yeah, okay. Right, that's it. The thing is that in Guatemala, it's very dangerous to drink some of these things in the streets, and because you know where the water right. come from, you know, most of the times it's from the top. But at this point, she just grabbed a table and put it like a couple of houses from the system, and she actually was buying water from the system to do this fruit smoothie. So she uses this like a. I'm using purified water, so it's very trustful to drink this here. So
she shows off the water from the church to promote her project.
Exactly.
And say, you can trust this.
You can trust this because this water comes from a very trustful source. So we were very happy to see how this project can help even the people to develop themselves.
Is that something that you've seen in other cases where small businesses might spring up as an outcome of the water system?
There is another example in Landivar. There is another lot of projects. In the very next house to the project, there is this lady that sells ice creams. But in Guatemala, the ice creams are very, very different than in the United States. You know, sometimes it's just like a flavored water with a lot of sugar and just put
popsicles.
It in the, yeah, just put it in the freezer. But this lady is the same thing. She's using the water from the project. And this gives them to their clients they are very trustful. It's no problem to eat that kind of ice cream. And we were very happy to see this happen in our communities, you know, because we are developing a small business there as well.
Any other stories?
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite stories is how the ministry gets enhanced by all the people that participate. And one of these things had happened in one town where we have a system where the church, along with the sponsors, they have built a very good relationship, and they've been working together on community service. And these sponsors go to this community every year, at least once, and they roll up their sleeves and get hands on work, you know. And in this particular case, they have done... they have helped some families that don't even have a cement floor in their house. You know, it's dirt floor that they have. And usually in these houses, the same room is used as a bedroom, as a living room, as a dining room, and a place to do the homework for the kids, you know. And you can imagine how dirty that can become, or how dirty that environment is if the kids live all around there, you know, and they do all their activities there. So what they did is a project to put cement floor on these houses, on several houses. So that might seem like just a little tiny thing that they are doing, but they are doing an amazing difference in their lives, you know, and improving also their way of living and their health also.
And they were able to do that with the community service fund from the water project?
Yes. That's what they did. And they would provide even the labor. You know, the sponsors came and voluntary members of the church and helped doing this.
That's something, Brian, that I know we've mentioned before, but I think it's always worth explaining to people, is that the net revenue that comes from each water project after all the expenses are paid, a large percentage of that goes back to the church for the church to invest in other community service projects. And we ask the churches to just come up with their own ideas and dream about how they can use those funds from the water system to bless people in their community.
Yeah, there's a growing culture of service that's emerging out of that that's fun to see. It's very exciting to hear those stories.
Yeah, and it's amazing how this can be expanded. You know, our ministry just touches hearts and just keeps growing. One of the systems that is doing really well is supporting two other systems on their construction of the shelter for the water system.
Well, Tom, as we wrap up, a couple things strike me. If the listeners can't feel the passion and excitement that exudes mm-hmm. from these three men, I'd be very surprised. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, I'm impressed by your hearts for service, for your hearts for the needy in your communities. Thank you for being with us. It's been an honor to have you share with our listeners, and mm-hmm. thanks for coming into the studio. Tom, the other thing that strikes me is we have an increasing number of listeners and supporters and friends of the organization that are traveling. They're traveling with us to each of these countries. It started out slow. It started out with just a few close friends of the organization. That aspect of our ministry is really emerging, and it's really beginning to grow. And as our listeners hear and listen to these three gentlemen and hear the stories, I can't help but be impressed that they would – well, I know these three gentlemen are wonderful hosts. I can't imagine that our listeners would not be excited about visiting these countries. So, I mean, should we reinforce that a little bit? Should we say that again?
Absolutely. Anyone who – would ever entertain the idea of going on a trip with us to go see the work firsthand, we can put together a wonderful time. If you want to include some tourism stuff, there's great stuff to do in all three countries. You can spend time on the beaches of the Dominican Republic or go visit the Mayan ruins in Chiapas or Guatemala. We love to have people go and see the work firsthand. And as you said, Brian, these guys are great hosts. And, you know, we'll take care of everything from picking people up at the airport to getting them to and from the hotel where they're staying. And, you know, we can put them up in nice places where they're not, you know, sleeping on a dirt floor somewhere. Yeah, we encourage it. If anyone has a passion to do that anytime soon, please contact us, contact me. The way it often happens is one person will contact me and say, I'd love to make a trip to Guatemala, and you know, next March would be great. And so then we put together a trip for March and then send out an invitation asking other people to join. But a lot of times it's initiated by one person saying, hey, you know, could it work for me to go at such and such a time?
Yeah, Tom, I think I just reinforced that I'd encourage anybody. And you know what's near and dear to my heart, and the listeners have heard me say it a couple times now, is bring your children. I mean, there's probably some age appropriateness there, but my children in particular, I know personally, you know, obviously close to me, have been impacted by these trips. So I would encourage our listeners to consider that as well.
So guys, any last words for the listeners?
Just to thank you very much for you guys to come to this God Stories. We are very pleased to be here, and God bless you. And come and visit Guatemala.
Well, I just want to thank you for your time, and to tell you are welcome to visit the Dominican Republic. We'll be very happy to receive you there. God bless you.
Well, we just want to thank you again for everything you've been doing from here, and we would love to show you what we're doing there on the field. And we really appreciate what you're doing for other people, you know, following Jesus' example. And that's one of the great testimonies that we always tell to our communities. You know, all this equipment is coming from people that you perhaps won't meet them at all at any time, but they care for you and they give their work for this community.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Well, Tom and Nick, until next time.
Thanks, you guys, for being here. Thanks, Brian.
You bet.
Thank you very much.
All right. Perfect. Thanks, guys. That was great.
This is really nice piano.
Fernalice.
I don't think there's a lot of editing.
No.
I mean, there's a little cut, cut just and paste, but there's
clean
not
it up.
A lot.
That was smooth. That was good.
That was great, guys. You're famous.
You're on tape.
What? You're on tape.
People all over the United States will be listening to you in about a month.
Thank you for that.